I think many people, especially scientists and working in basic research, may perceive bioprocess development as simple or lacking innovation, including many of my colleagues or even friends who are working in basic research. But I do disagree with this perspective. While it is true that bioprocess development is not rocket science and many advancements in the field may not be that groundbreaking, but bioprocess development is a form of science, which is a process science. In fact, bioprocess development actually is a quite complex scientific discipline that requires both creative thinking and also logical thinking. So actually, it's not easy to do well in bioprocess development.
Hey, smart scientists. Welcome to another episode on the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast. Today, I'm having a conversation with Wei Zhang, who is the DSP Group Head at A-Star Bioprocessing Technology Institute in Singapore, about downstream process development. And we're going to look at different modalities, including MAPs, bispecific antibodies, mRNA, and viruses. So stay tuned. Are you juggling the complexities of CMC development while trying to enjoy the beauty of biotech? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to simplify bioprocessing? Welcome to the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast, where we're diving headfirst into the very challenges you face. We're breaking it down, demystifying the jargon, and giving you the keys to unlock your full potential. I'm your host, David Brohlman, and I get it. With 15 plus years in the biotech industry, I face the same challenges you do. There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can remove complexity, you can skip trials and errors, deliver without delay your groundbreaking therapy to clinics and market, and still enjoy every single step. Do you want to learn how industry experts and I did it? Grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and pen. Now is the time to take your bioprocessing game to the next level. Let's smarten up biotech. Welcome, Wei, to the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, it's so good to have you on the show today. Wei, share something that you believe about bioprocess development that most people disagree with.
Yeah, I think many people, especially scientists and working in basic research, may perceive bioprocess development as simple or lacking innovation, including many of my colleagues or even friends who are working in basic research. But I do disagree with this perspective. While it is true that bioprocess development is not rocket science and many advancements in the field may not be that groundbreaking, but bioprocess development is a form of science, which is a process science. So it is an interdisciplinary field that integrates elements of biology, microbiology, biochemistry, chemistry, chemical engineering, even modeling. So, in fact, bioprocess development actually is a quite complex scientific discipline that requires both creative thinking and also logical thinking. So, actually, it's not easy to do well in bioprocess development.
Yeah, smart biotech scientists, bioprocessing development is anything but simple. It's highly complex. And before we dive into the complexity and also the beauty of bioprocessing development, let's talk about yourself first, Wei, because I'm curious, what pivotal moments and decisions brought you to your current role?
Yeah, I'm really happy to share this, my journey to biotechnology field. So actually, ever since I was a child, I had been keen in studying in the biopharmaceutical related field. So consequently, I pursue both my bachelor degree and the master degree in medicinal chemistry, which primarily focusing on generating or creating small molecule drugs through organic chemical synthesis. And this was a period when biotechnology started to grow. So subsequently for my PhD study and even my first job, I decided to pivot my acquired skills and knowledge towards biotech-related efforts. So I dived into biotransformation, domain that still involved the production of small molecule drugs, but through the utilization of biotools, such including like enzymes, biocatalysis. So it was during that period I began to aware and also recognize the emergence and also the significance of antibodies or another form of biotherapeutics as the next generation of pharmaceuticals. That's why after my first job, I made the decisive move to fully join in biotech industry, where I continue to contribute to the advancement of pharmaceuticals, but with a different focus, with a focus on antibodies and biotherapeutics production.
Now, wait, that's exciting. And since you have such a good overview of the bioprocessing industry, I would like to know, what do you think are the main challenges biotech scientists often encounter in bioprocess development and the manufacturing of biologics?
Yeah, I think there are many challenges we're facing now. I think the first challenge is the process scaling up. So scaling up bioprocess from laboratory scale to pilot scale, even eventually to GMP production scale, is very challenging. It's not easy job at all, because it's essential to maintain both process performance and also to maintain product quality consistency through the whole, scaling up process. It's not easy to do. Another challenge, I think, is how to maintain the product stability throughout the manufacturing process and also during the final product storage. Because we know that for many biologics products, they are not that stable. They can be either aggregated or degraded under unfavorable conditions. So proper process development and the proper formulation development are needed to ensure the quality and also the efficacy of drug. I think another challenge we always face that as biotech scientists, we need to be willing to learn from our colleagues outside our core areas to broaden our perspectives and deepen our knowledge, skill set, technical skill set. So taking myself as a downstream scientist, for example, although I'm working in downstream purification field, however, in order to do downstream processing well, I must at least understand how does upstream culture works, how does QC analytic works. So when to be willing to learn more outside our domain areas.
You're making an important point here, Wei. I totally agree that looking beyond your sector is key. It's so crucial to understand what other people are doing and what their challenges are. And now let's look at the purification. I'm really excited about our conversation, Wei, because a lot of things have happened in biotech. We have moved away from MAPS and, let's say, simple molecule, so-called simple molecule, towards highly complex fusion bodies. We have now RNA, we have viruses, we have so many different things we need to purify. So can you give us a brief overview of the most commonly used purification techniques today?
Yeah, sure. I think in terms of purification techniques, there are many types of techniques we can utilize. So for example, traditional precipitation, extraction, crystallization, etc. But I think among all these methods, chromatography and the filtration are still the most common techniques. Based on the modes of separation mechanisms, chromatography can be classified into like affinity, ion exchange, hydrophobic interaction. And for filtration, on the other hand, can be classified into like dead end filtration and cross flow filtration. I think regardless of the drug modality we need to process, we need to purify, whether we are dealing with recombinant proteins, viruses, or even RNAs, chromatography and the filtration I think are still unquestionably the mainstay for our purification process development.
And since now we have different modalities and different molecules to purify, are chromatography and filtration or ultrafiltration, are they behaving similarly? And are the efficiencies similar, or are there huge differences we need to expect?
No, I think they have different application. So for chromatography, separate components based on their differential affinity for a stationary phase and a mobile phase, while filtration separates components based on the size difference. So the separation mechanisms are different. So for chromatography, it's widely used for purification as it can provide high resolution and high selectivity. This makes it valuable to achieve a high separation efficiency and also good to purify separate closely related molecules like products related impurities. On the other hand, filtration is typically applied for the removal of particles like cells or cell debris during the cell harvest, or for the preventive removal of potential contaminants such as microbials or virus for virus removal. So in summary, chromatography and filtration are complementary techniques used in bioprocessing. But both of them serve as essential tools for purification in biotechnology field.
Wei, you mentioned in the beginning that bioprocessing development is anything but simple. So now I'm curious, what are the main challenges we are facing today when developing a purification process?
Yeah, I think the drug modalities now are getting more complex. So the complex molecule often mean exhibit the heterogeneity in terms of size or charge or structure. So which needs the use of highly selective or highly specific purification techniques to separate the target from the product-related impurities. So it's crucial for the new emerging drug modalities such as the, you mentioned just now, that viruses or RNAs or even bispecific antibodies. Another challenge I think face in complex targets purification is the analytical tools needed in process monitoring to get process development. So for traditionally for monoclonal antibody purification, HPLC, ICC, SDS-PAGE, or even micro-CE are typically sufficient as the major analytical tools to get purification process development. But however, when it comes to viral vector or RNA molecules, additional CQA, such as field empty particle ratio for viral vector or double-stranded RNA content for mRNA, also needed to be considered. So these parameters currently still requires time-consuming analytics that can slow down the purification process development for these new drug modalities.
And what about the purification techniques? What are the current advances? Is because the reason I'm asking the question is I once had a boss several years ago. He always told our DSP scientists, you know, you have been doing chromatography and ultrafiltration for decades. What's really new? And it was quite a controversial statement, obviously. And I don't necessarily agree with that statement. So I would like actually you to comment as a DSP expert. What are the recent advancements in the field in purification methods, and how are we addressing these challenges of having to deal with much more complex molecules?
Yeah, I think it's true that the development or advancement in bioprocessing science is quite slow. I mean, over many decades already, chromatography and filtration are still the mainstay. I mean, after decades of working in the same field. Regarding the first challenge I mentioned just now, with the advancement of affinity ligand development, a broader spectrum of affinity purification tools has become available for each type of molecule. So these affinity tools provide like higher sensitivity and higher selectivity to separate target molecules. So for example, for bispecific antibody purification, multiple affinity resins now are available, Each are designed to specifically bind to different domains of antibody structures and also for another new drug modalities such as viral vector. There are affinity resin available for different serotypes of AAV, and also there are affinity resin available for lentivirus purification. And in the case of mRNA, several oligo-DT affinity products also are available now, dedicated for mRNA purification. So this is the advancements we can see in the bioprocessing field, which can simplify and facilitate the new drug modality purification.
And how do these advancements benefit the whole industry? So what I'm hearing is that obviously that you have a higher purity and probably also you need less purification step. And do we have other benefits, for instance, such as faster development timelines?
Yes, of course. I think ties back what I mentioned just now, that affinity resin really can provide very efficient separation efficiency. And during the capture step can remove the majority of impurity already. So that's why we can shorten the subsequent step for polishing. So for example, with the affinity, maybe we need to 2 or 3 or even more polishing steps in order to achieve the therapeutic purity target in the end. But with the application of affinity resin, then we can reduce the polishing step and also shorten the timeline for process development. That's why we can accelerate the timeline for new drug modality development, process development in the end.
Yeah, that's where I see a real game changer. Our next chromatography steps, for instance, in the lab is no big deal. But when you're scaling up, this is huge. If you can save an additional purification step, you have a lot of cost savings, labor, and reduced complexity. So now I'm wondering, Wei, because if we look at the global picture, at the whole downstream, how do these latest advancements actually simplify the whole downstream? Can we go towards platforms as we are using, for instance, for maps? Or is it just that we are saving the number of steps? Or depending on the different modalities, do we have to use very different columns? Or so what is the trend?
Yeah, I would say currently for another new modality process development, especially in downstream purification, we are still highly rely on the techniques or column resins or membrane that's developed for protein drugs or antibody drugs. So basically there's a pricing needs in my mind actually. When to develop new techniques or new purification skills dedicated for the emerging modalities, for example, like dedicated tools, purification tools for mRNA, vaccines on viral vector. So I would say that the advancement of viral therapeutics is very fast, but there is a lag in the bioprocessing tools development in order to catch up the development of biotherapeutics. It's something that people or scientists in the bioprocessing field need to put in more effort to develop new tools for bioprocessing of new drug modality.
Hey, smart biotech scientists. I hope you've gotten as much value out of our conversation with Wei Zhang as I have. Wei Zhang is the DSP Group Head at A-Star Bioprocessing Technology Institute in Singapore. And in part two, we are diving into the specifics of various modalities, including mRNA and viruses. So stay tuned for part two. All right, smart scientists. That's all for today on the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast. Thank you for tuning in and joining us on your journey to bioprocess mastery. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. By doing so, we can empower more scientists like you. For additional bioprocessing tips, visit us at smartbiotechscientist.com. Stay tuned for more inspiring biotech insights in our next episode. Until then, let's continue to smarten up biotech.